And Shane, I want to follow the rule that you laid out, which the essence of what you were saying to me is keep it simple. Keep it simple. The more I've practiced and the longer I've been around, the more I believe that to be true. Shorter, better. So I have prepared for you six rules, seven rules actually, seven rules that I think are applicable to tendering and taking depositions, particularly from the plaintiff's perspective, which is the only one I have. But I will tell you that the rules that I'm going to share with you, I think, apply on both sides of the docket. So I've tried to boil this down and keep it simple. And I'm going to start with something very simple. Rule number one. Rule one, set the deposition. You know, if rule number one is not executed, none of these other rules matter. It's not going to happen. Now, that sounds pretty simple. Set the deposition, you know, talk to the other side, tell them you don't take a deposition, you issue a notice, and you go out and do it. That's not the way it always works. Let me tell you how it works more often. You call up the defense counsel. I call up defense counsel. Defense calls up plaintiff. And I say to defense counsel, we'd like to take your defendant's deposition and the company rep. Fine, Wendell. We'll work on that. I'll check on the dates and get right back to you. A week goes by, you haven't heard anything. Another week goes by, you haven't heard anything. Call him up again. This is the way the world is, folks. You call him up again. Hey, did you forget me? We really need to take these depositions. Oh, I'm working on it. You know, the witness that you want hasn't been available for me to get the calendar right, but I'll get right on it today.